Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Do you mind if we do a prayer all together? It's a baseball prayer. It's not a real prayer. Just a baseball prayer to the baseball gods. So I'm talking to all the baseball gods up there. Christy Mathewson is one of my baseball gods. Mm-hmm. Of course, the great Jackie Robinson, George Thomas Seaver. Baseball gods, I ask for one thing. I want a crack at them. That's all I want. I want a playoff series with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm not asking for a win. I can't do that. That's against the rules of asking for things from baseball gods.
Because the gods don't care.
Yeah, you can't give me a victory. Give me that opportunity. Give me that chance. That best of five, that best of seven, whatever you want to make it best of, that's fine. That's up to you guys as the baseball gods. I just want an opportunity to walk in a Citizens Bank Park in an elimination game.
And ruin their day.
And ruin them the way Knicks fans. I'm so jealous of you people. I do respect you. There's no hate coming here. You got to go into their building. I was with you, but I wasn't rooting for you. And got to finish them.
Mm.
That's all I ask from the baseball.
That was quite enjoyable watching them stream out.
like rats leaving the Titanic.
That was the best. By the way, baseball gods, that's who I want in the World Series for the Yankees this
year.
Whatever it is, game five, game six, I want to end the Philly season from a Yankee fan perspective.
You're very, very selfish. That was my prayer.
I want my prayer, too.
No.
Why don't I get a prayer?
Your prayer is Houston, okay? Your prayer is finally beating the final boss.
Yeah, they don't have a prayer.
Okay?
You don't understand.
That's
we don't
your
care
prayer.
About Houston.
You don't get
we care about the Philly people.
Shut up. Now you're pissing me off. Now you've angered me.
Why?
This is about us, not about you. Mm. Don't butt your fat head into my prayers.
Why can't we all just get along?
Guys.
Is that a serious question?
Can't
we have a common enemy?
We can. It's the city of Philadelphia. I just told you it was better than a night with Sidney Sweeney. Now I can't get a crack at him.
Can you just accept the support and the likewise hate towards Philadelphia?
Well, no.
Can't you just accept it?
Tiggy, I have. So let me give you a comparison just to show you how.
I'm not understanding why you're so angry about it.
I'm going to explain it to you because that was a pig-headed move by him.
He just also wants to beat the Philadelphia Phillies.
No. Hold on a second. I'm going to show you the selfishness because you don't understand it. And that's fine. I'll explain it.
You can do it in the wild card round or whatever it is.
Okay, it would be the divisional round. But again, let me make my point.
You can do it in the divisional round. They'll do it in the World Series.
Okay, that's a very douchey comment you just made. I didn't like that.
You lose to the Dodgers and then we'll take care of the Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers? What the hell did the Dodgers get involved? Let me explain to you. When I was talking about the Eagles, and I was expressing how I enjoyed watching Saquon drop that pass and all that stuff, did I ever bring up the Jets?
No.
Okay, I didn't. Did I ever say, boy, I'd really love to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl? I never made that comment because it wasn't about me. It was about the Giants. And I was able to have that discussion.
Okay.
Then we're done.
Can I insert real quick?
Well,
a tangent?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the Giants. Why are you talking about the Phillies?
No, because let me get to my point. So we make the comment about Philadelphia. I then veer into the Mets and the Phillies, a team they're playing in 2 days and a team that I'm rivals with. So now I'm talking about that. This had nothing to do with the Yankees. Mm. He jumped into my prayer to talk about how he wants the Yankees to beat the Phillies. I never talked about the Jets beating the Eagles.
Evan.
I was talking about Giants-Eagles into Mets-Phillies. I even mentioned Knicks-Sixers. Did I mention the Nets in that conversation? Never came up.
Evan.
And then, no, I'm not done yet because you're really pissing me off.
You're being selfish.
So I do Giants fairly into Mets. Nice reference to the Knicks. Made not even a comment negatively about the Knicks. And he hijacks my baseball prayer to bring up the Yankees? That's a pig move.
No, Evan.
That's a pig move.
I think that was a support move.
It wasn't. Evan, he talked about the Yankees beating the Phillies.
Hear me out. You're being selfish. We had no prior discussion to your dreams, but I could tell you when I couldn't sleep last night and I watched Saquon drop the ball for the 140th time and listed off my 7th tweet, the first thing that went through my mind, finally before I went my head at the pillow, is please give me Yankees, Phillies in the World Series. And you should take that as a compliment.
No!
Here's why you should take it as a compliment.
That's my team to kill, not your team to kill.
No. Because it has nothing to do with they're bigger rivals. It's about the city and those fans. And Evan, you should take it as a compliment. You called me a Met hater earlier. This is not hating the Mets. I would take more pleasure in my life by the Yankees beating that filthy fan base in Philly this year than beating your fan base. So that just shows you I don't hate the Mets. I'd rather play the Phillies than take down that Mets.
He's showing support because
the
only way
the Mets.
That the Yankees are playing the Phillies in the World Series is if you don't beat the Phillies.
Okay, so how is that showing support for me?
Because I'd rather beat them than you.
So who cares?
Ah, solid.
That way, there was never even a conversation. It's about our shared hatred for Philadelphia.
Right, I'm sure.
I was being fair by talking about Giants-Eagles, because that matters. Then I was talking Knicks-Sixers, which we all agree, and I hate the Knicks, and I gave them their flowers.
Great night.
I even admitted that was an amazing
so
night.
So I should want to beat that fan base because you want to beat them too?
Because
that's ridiculous.
I'm talking about Mets-Phillies.
And I'm talking about Yankees-Phillies.
You hijacked it. I never brought up Jets-Eagles. I never brought up my crappy basketball team. You're very selfish.
No, you're
you
selfish.
You can't...
We could both want that dream. Hopefully one of us gets to live it.
Well, here's the difference, though, because Sean's being very presumptuous, because last time I checked, that's right, the Mets have been in the World Series more recently than the Yankees.
Don't do this.
Then let me get to you.
Why
you work
yourself?
Evan,
I just want to stop the conversation.
Well, you work with a pig in Sean that makes everything about himself. You left the door open. When you did your prayer, you should have asked for the win. Don't leave this guy an inch. He's going to take a mile. Be a pig back.
Oh, I should have been the pig.
You should have said, baseball gods, I want to sweep the Phillies. That way, Fatso could go sit in the corner. He's got no ammo.
Okay. I'll learn that for the next time I do an on-air prayer to the sports gods. I have to make it ironclad so no one else jumps in and hijacks my prayer.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.